Brenda Mack Boxworth of Ridgeview High School. Please have a seat.
Good morning. Before we begin, I need to read the following statement. In accordance with the Freedom of Information Act, the High School League posted and provided notices of this hearing and the stated agenda. A copy of the notice will be attached to the minutes of the meeting. Pursuant to the South Carolina Code Section 3460, every meeting of all local bodies shall be open to the public unless one of the criteria delineated in South Carolina Code 3047 is at issue, unless the facts and evidence presented in this appeal involve any discussion of employment, appointment, compensation, promotion, demotion, or release of employee, a student or person regulated by a public body, or the appointment of a person to a public office. This hearing shall proceed in public view of those in attendance at this public hearing. At this time, do you wish to proceed in open session or closed session?
Open.
Yes, ma'am. The appeals process will proceed pursuant to the rules and regulations outlined in the bylaws of the South Carolina High School League, found on pages 1 and 2 of the bylaws. Before proceeding, I need to ask if you are seeking a change in classification and region of placement, or just a change in region placement only.
Region and classification.
Yes. Finally, are there any members of the executive committee who believe that they need to recuse themselves from this appeal? Thank you. If there are no questions by the school or committee members, the school may present its appeal at this time. Please limit your presentation to 10 minutes to allow for questions and discussions. You may introduce your presenters and begin.
Good morning. I'd like to introduce you to my assistant principal of athletic, Brandon Ross, my athletic director, Mr. Brian Rosefield, and our assistant superintendent of schools, Mr. Keith Price of Richmond District 2.
Welcome. Good morning, everybody.
Cindy, do we have some of the technology available?
I'm sorry, what would you need? I have to get Jan. Yes, sir.
Okay, just our presentation. While we're waiting on that, have everybody take one of these and pass it down. Two different documents here. Are we on the clock here, gentlemen? Or are we going to wait until Cindy?
We'll give you the time you need.
Okay,
yes, sir.
Great. Thank you.
I'm going to have a lot of good stuff.
Okay, actually works out really well. Get a chance to look at everything that we've laid out in paper form, and then we'll go through it here on the board as well. But first of all, just really appreciate everybody coming here. I know several of you have traveled a long way and taking time out of your day to come here, understand what it's like to be in our positions and have time taken away from you. So I appreciate y'all coming here and listening to our appeal today. Basically, as we stated in our letter to Commissioner Singleton and all of our 4A and 5A schools, we're appealing based on that it appears that the 45 ADM numbers from around the state were not pulled in an equitable manner. It just appears that way. That some schools were able to code their fourth year students as 12th graders, regardless of how many credits they earned or regardless of what grade they were in, they were able to code them as 12th graders. We'll go more into that in the detail in a little bit. For us, Richland 2 is a Richland 2 school. We're not able to do that. Our fourth year kids will show up in the grade that they are in. They'll show up as a junior, even though they are in the fourth year. Again, we'll talk more about that. And then we discovered this evidence through surveys and some possible discrepancies between the numbers that the high school league had and the State Department of Education had as well. Okay, just a quick review here. 45 ADM and 9 GR, I have learned more about what these terms mean, and I still think there's more to learn about 9 GR, 45 ADM. But again, 45 ADM is a count of 9th, 10th, and 11th graders based on their grade level. 9 GR, that is the year that those students will start. So if we have a senior, for example, their 9 GR would be 2016. So this is their fourth year in school. This produces a count of students based on how many years they've been in school. So to me, what I've discovered throughout this process, like I've got a master's degree in this now, that they're two different numbers. They're two different numbers, okay? Richland 2 classifies students based on the credits earned, as mentioned earlier. So regardless of how many years they've been in school, they could be in schools for 7 years, for a weird example. And if they're still classified as a sophomore academically, they'll show up in a 45 ADM as a sophomore, as a 10th grader. So this email here is from Joe Carano, our student data coordinator for our district. I'm going to read this to you real quick. Richland School District 2 students who have otherwise met the requirements for promotion to grade 12 but need to pick up a single credit are flagged as retained until they make up that course. At that point, they are immediately promoted and are eligible to graduate the same year. We refer to these students as super juniors, but they are, for all purposes, seniors. This is also the case for fourth-year students that are still classified in 9th or 10th grade based on their earned credits. And so the term in Richland 2 that we have is super juniors. I don't know what it is at your school and your district, but a fourth-year student that is still a junior academically is called a super junior. Again, that's from our student data coordinator for our district. So the Richland 2 promotional requirements are as follows. A sophomore needs 5 credits, and 1 must be English, 1 must be math. A junior needs 12, and 2 and 2. A senior needs 18, and 3 and 3. So this example here kind of hints it around it a little bit. We have a student right now that is a fourth-year student that has met all the high school league eligibility requirements, but it's a fourth-year student that is still a junior academically because he only has 2 Englishes and not 3. So he's been in school for 4 years, but he is still classified by our district as an 11th grader or as a super junior, therefore showing up in a 45 ADM as an 11th grader. Okay? Any questions so far? Okay. So back in November 4th, we were asked to send in our 45 ADM, which we did. Was 1292.47. In December, we received a letter back from the high school league and the number sent to them from the State Department of Education, 1292. Looking now at the South Carolina State Department of Education public knowledge, their website, clicking on student grade by school, our 45 ADM shows up as 1285. Now we found that by going to this website here, looking on school head count by grade. And this was a screenshot of the actual spreadsheet there and showing 9th, 10th, and 11th grade here. Those numbers added up to 1285. So we have a discrepancy there. So based on these discrepancies that we were finding, I started entering into conversations with ADs from around the state and just feeling out how they pulled their numbers, how their numbers were pulled, if the numbers were right, they had some discrepancies. And basically, based on that, I sent a survey out that you probably have seen. I sent it out twice to every school in the state of South Carolina and asked them 2 questions. So the two questions were, if you had a fourth-year student, if you had a fourth-year student, would they show up as 12th grade regardless of how many credits they have, or would they show up in their actual grade academically or the grade that they earn credits? Like for our kid that's a super junior, it would show up as a junior. So would they show up regardless of how many credits? If they had 0 credits, would they still show up as a 12th grader? Or would they show up as a 9th grader, 10th grader, or 11th grader? Okay? So those were the two questions. 94 schools, I thought that was pretty good. How many schools do we have? 300 or so, something like that? 94, felt like that was a pretty good sample. 13 of those schools stated on the survey that their fourth-year students, regardless of how many credits they had, when those 45 ADM numbers were pulled, they would show up as 12th graders. Going back to our district, those fourth-year kids would show up where they are academically. So, again, in that example I gave earlier, our fourth-year student that's a junior academically would show up as an 11th grader. Here we have 13 schools of the 94 saying that they somehow are able to figure out that those students would show up as 12th graders regardless of how many credits they have. Here's a snapshot of that data. Of that data with the timestamps and everything, and I took away all of the notes except for this note here because it stood out to me the most. This AD told me, he said, Brian, don't use my name and don't use my school. But I can guarantee you that my principal went into guidance and they did something to make sure that those fourth year students would not show up as 9th, 10th, or 11th graders on a 45 ADM. He said, I don't know what they did, I don't want to know, but he said, you don't tell my name, you don't tell my school. Ridgeview, we have 39 of those students. This is a snapshot blacking out the students' names of their grade level. 29 of them are juniors, 9 of them are sophomores, 1 of them is a freshman, 39 total that are in their fourth year of school, but that showed up as 11th, 10th, and 9th graders in our academic, in our 45-day ADM. So based on what we're finding now, with the State Department of Education number 1285 minus those 39, we would be at 1,246 students. Okay? And at 1,246 students, with the snapshot from the high school league list they sent out, we would be sitting at 47, therefore putting us in 4A with the way things are stated right now, at 1,246 just behind North Myrtle Beach. Okay? Proposed region changes are in your packet. I know I've only got about 2.5 minutes left here. This is the proposal number one has the least impact on schools. So we went through a million of them, and a lot of them caused a lot of chaos, moving here, moving here, moving here, creation of different regions, and knowing that me as an AD and lots of ADs have already made football schedules, ready to go, ready to put pen to paper on contracts. This proposal number one moves Ridgeview to 4A. 5A now has 39 schools. 4A has 41. We're going to go into Region 4 as stated earlier. That would be the proposal number one. Proposal number two also has 39 and 41. Ridgeview moves to 4A, but now we have an 8th region created. This one creates a little bit of chaos, but we like it. Flora, Dreer, and Irmo and Airport are in more of a West Columbia type region. Lugoff, Richland Northeast, Westwood, and Ridgeview are in more of a Northeast Columbia type region, but again, an 8th region is created. This one here, West Florence, would love this. Ridgeview moves to 4A, West Florence goes up to 5A, now we have 40 and 40, and this one here is in the 8th region model in 4A. Proposal 4, again, West Lawrence, I'm sure would love this. West Lawrence goes up, Ridgeview goes down. This is now 7 regions in 5A, so that 8 model, that 8 region model is not included in this one. And then Proposal 5, a little bit different. Move things around a lot, creates a little bit of chaos in 5A. Move to 36 schools. 4A goes to 44. And now we have 8 regions in 4A. Those are our 5 proposals there based on Ridgeview moving to 4A. All right, so are there any questions on any of the data? I know I'm running out of time here. Okay.
In just a minute. Is there, once we get done with your presentation, that'll be the conclusion of you being able to present something. So,
okay.
Is there anything else you'd like to present to us? Is there anything else you want us to hear? Because in a minute, I'll ask you if you feel you've had an opportunity to present everything that you need to.
Okay. Yeah, we are. Yeah, we're good. That's a very important slide there. Based on that 39, back to our opening statement of making sure things were equitable. I said all along, and I've told Lou all along, told everybody all along, if we're 5A, that's great. We're 5A, as long as the playing field is level. But I started having issues when at least these 13 schools and those 13 ADs and even principals that I talked to that said they were able to do things a little bit differently. That's where we had issues.
Ridgeview, do you feel you've had an opportunity to present all necessary information for your appeal?
Yes.
At this time, we'll open the floor to questions by the Executive Committee. What questions do we have? Yes, sir.
All right, Bill. Could you go to your slide here with this? And you may have to educate me on this one. There,
yeah, sure.
So over there in the column where it has the 9GR is 17.
Yeah.
That means they entered as freshmen in 2017. So they just be third-year students?
It would be 17, 18, 18, 19, 19, 20. So next year they would be fourth-year students.
So they should be counted in your numbers.
They shouldn't be counted. They're fourth-year students. According to my understanding, you wanted the 9th, 10th, and 11th grade.
Correct.
Our Richland District 2 will count them based on the number of credits that they have earned. But they are not eligible. They're fourth-year kids. 29 of them will be graduating on June the 5th, 2020, this year. But because our district does not allow us, based on the number of credits that they have, we have kids who are doubling up in English and math who will meet the requirements. But our district doesn't allow us to count them as a 12th grader yet, even though 29 of them will be graduating on June 5th, 2020, of this school year. It's just the way of how Richland District 2 only classify kids based on the number of credits earned.